Good morning, y'all.
Well, I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy.
It's Rosie on the house. Same old cowboy song. Good morning.
Time before.
Your weekend wake-up call for 28 years. Broadcasting from the shadows of the state capitol building this morning, out on the Capitol Mall for a very, very special birthday celebration of the great state of Arizona. Here this morning with Ms. Kim Crawford, Communications Manager of the Arizona Capitol Museum.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for the big invite. What do we got going on out here this morning? We want to invite everybody down here
today, don't
we?
Yes, it's the 104th birthday of the state of Arizona. We were made a state February 14th, 1912, and we're celebrating today because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and who wants to think about statehood when we got love on our brains? But today we're going to be open at 10 a.m., free admission, free parking. Come on down, celebrate Arizona's 104th birthday with us.
Very easy to access.
Yes, right off the 17 or the 10, whichever way you want to come. We're right downtown at the historic state capitol.
Yeah, we're at 1700 West Washington. Jump off at 19th Avenue, head east a couple blocks, and we're right there. They've got all kind of activities going on down the mall. You know, I was surprised at how many displays have been set up over the years through the mall. I remember the Wesley Bowlin Memorial getting set up, but we have five or six really nice memorials down here.
We do. Out on the plaza, there are several memorials out there. The World War II Memorial has a gun barrel from the USS Arizona, which celebrates 100 years of commissioning this year. It also has a gun barrel from the USS Missouri, which was on deck during the treaty with Japan. And there are several other memorials out there as well. That one's probably the biggest one. Our newest memorial, the firefighters memorial, is out there too, and our 9/11 memorial. So we have a lot to offer to out there today. So if you get tired of being inside, come on out and rock around downtown. It's awesome.
1700 West Washington, free parking.
Free and free admission.
Buildings open.
Yes.
Come down, tour the museum. Talk a little
at
bit
10
about.
At 10 a.m.
Talk
mm-hmm.
a little bit about the museum.
The museum, we are connecting you to your government, past and present. We have all different kinds of exhibits from Arizona, from state, from pre-territorial days through statehood. We have the silver set from the USS Arizona, which is wonderful to look at. Some wonderful, wonderful pieces. You have to see the punch bowl with mermaids and cacti on it. I mean, you can't get
a where else?
That's right.
Where else
but Arizona could you see something like that? And we have so much to offer. We have touch tables for the kids. We have programs. If you ask at the front desk, we'll give you a little program to have the kids keep their interest around the museum. They can pretend they're running for office in our Your Vote, Your Voice exhibit. If you're over 18, you can register to vote while you're here. So we encourage you to do that.
You get to see the beautiful building itself.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see the original halls where the original laws for the great state of Arizona were first being formed. Later in the day, we'll have an arborist here, Mr. John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree Service. He'll be here in the 8 o'clock hour talking about the trees that are down here on the mall. And then we have the state historian, Dr. Jack August.
Yes.
And a personal friend of mine, architectural historian, Don Ryden. And we're going to be talking later in the show about the great historical significance of this building and all of the great events that have gone on inside this building.
Definitely. So come on down and visit us. We're under the Copper Dome.
Awesome. Ms. Kemp, thanks a million.
Thank you.
And so that's today's activities. We're broadcasting from the Capitol Mall. Come on down and introduce yourself and say hello. We've got, like, sports tickets for, like, the Suns and the Sun Devils and the Coyotes, and we'll be giving all those away to actual people to come down and introduce themselves, right? So the museum opens at 10. Let's ramp it up between now and then. Romy.
Well, there's another birthday, aside from Arizona being 104 years old. This is the one-year anniversary of the fourth hour of Rosie on the House.
Oh, is it really?
It was Valentine Day 2014?
Yeah.
2014.
2015. This is 2016.
16. Yeah, okay, 2015.
I think.
Somebody keep us in line.
They all blend together at this point.
When we started looking and exploring for what the fourth hour was going to entail, it was the same thing when we expanded to the third hour. Well, we can't do a third hour of home improvement. We'd run out of things to talk about too quick. So we expanded to the outdoor hour where we bring in arborists and nursery. And so what are we going to do with the fourth hour? And one of the topics that had come up was food. And
yeah, baby.
We had
Why
so
not?
Many, well, we had so many ideas that we never stuck with one. And after about 7 or 8 months, food came up again with Hickman's hard-deviled egg contest. And a name had come up that we had talked to about doing food earlier, Miss Joni Simon, so Joni Simon Media.
That's me. I'm
and
here.
So we said, well, you know what, let's start doing a regular food segment and see how it takes. And you did a lot of research in putting together a topic for today because your dishes all have to do with produce that is now available in our state.
Yes, because we actually grow stuff here. People don't, they think it's a desert. It's just a bunch of cactus, but that's not true. There's so many great, you know, various produce out there. And of course, our friends over at the Arizona Farm Bureau have a great resource online, the Fill Your Plate website. I know you guys are familiar with it. There's a great lineup of what's in season right now. And I know, salad at 7 a.m. may not be the best idea, but you know, we're going to start with our veggies in the morning, right?
Well, I'm kind of going cross-eyed on that quiche you got going on.
Oh,
over
well,
there.
We're
going
to get
one,
into the
one
quiche.
One step at a time.
I mean, like every time
that's
we
the
invite
way he's
her,
at home
we're going to get
just
fed.
Pass the veggies and get to the meat and taters, yeah.
He's got a one-track mind. It's okay. I support that, Rosie.
Looks good. Well, smells delicious.
There's never a bad time of day for pecans.
No.
And I see that there's plenty of pecans in this.
Yes. Well, we've got the pecans because what we're focusing on here today, one of my favorite greens out there is arugula. And a lot of people are not quite so sure about arugula. You guys familiar with the arugula?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys are big foodies.
I don't know
so.
If they are. I fix it and they eat it.
Yeah. And it's so unique, right? It's mm-hmm. a little different than your average
well, pull,
green.
Pull out a piece and let me see if
here.
I've seen it before.
Here we go. We got the arugula. I mean, it's kind of skinny. And it's got a little spininess. But what's fun about arugula is, first of all, it's nice and hearty, so it'll hang out in your fridge for a good couple days without getting all wilty and crazy on you. But it's got a nice peppery bite. So, you know, as far as, you know, what to pair that with, I thought some nice pecans. We've got some really great goat cheese here. And then citrus. We know citrus is huge right now. I mean, I've got trees full.
Man.
You guys got citrus at home?
In the neighborhood, yeah.
He cut down all the citrus trees.
My mom's house.
They were planted against the pool, and after about the third year at the house and cleaning up the leaves, the trees had to go.
It's all over. Yeah, well, I've got, you know, a nice Tangelo tree in my backyard, and then there's some great blood oranges, which are a really fun addition. But one of the things about salad is a lot of folks run out and go get home, you know, get salad dressing from the grocery store, and I say, oh, but it's so easy to make great salad dressing at home. So I thought I'd just kind of talk through my go-to salad dressing,
perfect.
If that sounds like fun for you guys. So I've just got a little bit of agave nectar. If you don't like agave or you think that's a little too hippy-dippy, we can certainly do honey is not a problem as well. And then that's going to add some sweetness because we got that bright peppery arugula, right? And then I've got some garlic in there as well, some minced garlic. And I'm just putting this in a salad shaker. You know, you just get a nice little salad shaker situation.
Where you have a very nice utensils. Where
yes.
do you pick these up? Do you have a favorite...
I mean, I'm dangerous on Amazon. but, you know, there's a lot of great, very depending on what you can afford and what's your budget. I mean, Sur La Table is like, oh, my gosh, Williams-Sonoma, fabulous. But, you know, you can do some really great stuff at Bed Bath & Beyond and other online stores as well. And the restaurant supply stores, there's a bunch all over town. You can get, like, super hearty stuff that you can beat all the heck and it'll totally survive, you know, whatever craziness, because obviously it can survive a restaurant kitchen. So yeah, we've got all sorts of fun utensils at my house. And then I'm going to throw a little soy sauce in there, which seems maybe a little strange, but you think about the balancing of flavors in a salad dressing. You want something a little sweet, something a little bit more kind of solid and grounded, which is that soy sauce.
And that was just a very tiny bit.
I was going to say, we're going to have to, this may be our final break-in into video. Because if we added a string, you know, we could clip it right there because you brought, I don't know, a couple tablespoons, and that was maybe a drop.
Yeah, it was just a little bit, you know, and you kind of eyeball it, and that's what's fun about cooking is you do it the way you like it. If you want more soy sauce, you really like salt, you really like that umami flavor, which is the sixth flavor profile for the palate, you know, you can do that. And then I'm using just a little grapeseed oil, which is, you know, you want a vinegary or something acidic, which is that lemon, because of course that's in season. And then I use grapeseed oil because it really doesn't have a whole lot of flavor. It's nice and light and easy so that we can really let that arugula and then also the scallions, which are in season, really punch through there.
How many grape seeds does it take to squeeze out?
That's a great question. I don't even know what a grape seed looks like. I should go find some and see. Well, I hope they're not too little, because that would take a lot. I'm also throwing some orange juice in there, too, some just fresh oranges from a backyard to add a little bit of sweetness again, because we got a lot of flavor coming from that arugula. And then I'm just grinding up some pepper, and I've got this fun little pepper grinder, which my uncle made. It's this really cool. He's a woodworker, so it's, I wish you guys could see it. It's my favorite. And then we snap
beautiful.
On the top
it really
here.
Is.
I love old-fashioned hand tools, especially for the kitchen.
Yeah, it's got kind of like a hand crank on it.
Our coffee grinder is a hand crank.
Yeah. Well, I know it's the testament to good craftsmanship, right? You have a good tool, whether you're working on your house or in your kitchen. If you got the right tools, you can do anything.
It's fun to have something nice enough you can pass down, too.
Totally. And so now I'm just shaking up all those things. I just, again, put all those ingredients, and all of this is on my website, joanysimon.com. I think you guys are linking all that up. But you just shake it up and pour it over your nice, fresh arugula salad. Because, you know, arugula, again, it's a lot of fun. It's peppery. It's light. So I don't know if you guys aren't hungry, are you?
I have not eaten.
You just, have not
eaten. You said you were bringing food. Usually we have bagels or something by this time, but you said you're bringing food. All right.
I love it.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting. I also have some Tangelo bars over there. So you guys know lemon bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got lemon squares. So I was doing some testing in my kitchen yesterday thinking that Tangelos would be a fun sort of twist on that, because I got a Tangelo tree that's full of fruit. So if you guys want to jump into it, feel free.
Well, we will eat on break.
You will eat on break. They don't want to listen to us chewing and chomping. I mean, those are like the best.
We'll report in the next second.
We'll do lemon bars on this short break. We'll do the salad on the news break, and then we'll get into our bacon loves eggs.
They do, right? Bacon and eggs. They're like the eternal couple, the best combination out there. So you just toss all that salad together. Again, those blood oranges create a nice little visual contrast because we eat with our eyes. So, and it makes a really great seasonal fresh salad.